Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today's a great day to talk about resurrection. And so today I want to talk to you about the first fruits of the resurrection as God spoke about it through the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting at verse 20, where we read this. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive, but each one in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterwards those who are Christ's at his coming. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul explained the truth of the resurrection, starting with the glorious resurrection of Jesus. He then explained how the resurrection of Jesus directly connects to us, God's people, that Jesus has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. First fruits translates the ancient Greek word aparke. In connection with the Old Testament, this word was used for the sacrificial offering of first fruits. In daily life, it was also used for an entrance fee. Jesus was the first fruits of our resurrection in both ways. In the Old Testament, the offering of first fruits brought one bundle of grain to represent and to anticipate the entirety of the harvest to come. You'll find that in Leviticus chapter 23. The resurrection of Jesus represents our resurrection because, as it says in Romans chapter 6, if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus anticipates our resurrection because we will be raised with a body like his. The resurrection of Jesus is also the first fruits of our resurrection in the sense that he is our entrance fee to resurrection. Jesus paid our admission to the resurrection. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul continued, "By man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead." The idea is that by Adam is he's one head of the human race, and all mankind was brought under death by Adam. The second Adam, Jesus Christ, he's the one mentioned by man in the second part, he is the other head of the human race. And Jesus brings resurrection to all who are under his headship. And it all happens, as Paul says here in 1 Corinthians 15, each one in his own order. It would be strange and inappropriate for us to receive resurrection before Jesus. So he received his resurrection first as the first fruits, and then we receive it afterward at his coming. Friends, Jesus is the first fruits of our resurrection. Yet he was not the first one raised from the dead. We read of the widow's son in the days of Elijah. That's in 1 Kings 17. We read of Lazarus. That's in John chapter 11. And we read of Eutychus. That's in Acts chapter 20. Among others in the Bible, each of these was resuscitated from death, but none of them were truly resurrected. Each of them was raised again in the same body that they died in, and they eventually died again. But friends, resurrection isn't just living again. It's living again in a new body. The new body is based on our old body, so there's a connection there. But the new body is perfectly suited for life in eternity. And Jesus was not the first one brought back from the dead, but he was the first one truly resurrected. When we trust in Jesus, his resurrection becomes the promise of our own resurrection. Put your trust in Jesus today and receive that wonderful gift of his promise of resurrection. He is the first fruits of our resurrection.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.